This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biadro. Iran's attack on Israel early Sunday has ratcheted up regional tensions, raising fears of wider war. However, all sides in the war have also scored gains, as AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Israel's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, confirmed that along with help from its allies, Israel managed to successfully block 99% of Iranian drones and missiles in the attack. The welcome outcome has allowed Israel's military to appear successful and supported by the West, amid concerns surrounding its conduct in Gaza. Likewise, Iran's attack allowed the government to show that it stood by its vow to avenge a suspected Israeli attack on Iranian generals in Syria. Iranian General Mohammad Bagheri confirmed that the operation was over, but warned they would retaliate if any further attacks came from Israel. The U.S. also scored again as a key player in repelling the assault, demonstrating to its allies around the world the power and reliability of American support. I'm Karen Chamas.
A group of Iranian hardliners gathered outside the British Embassy in Tehran early Sunday to celebrate the missile and drone attack against Israel. Protesters chanted death to Israel and thanked the Revolutionary Guard for the attack. Iran launched dozens of drones and ballistic missiles toward Israel late Saturday in an unprecedented revenge mission that pushed the Middle East ever closer to a regional war. This is VOA News. Ukraine's military chief is warning that the battlefield state in the country's east has recently significantly worsened, with warmer temperatures allowing Russian forces to launch a fresh push along several stretches of the front line. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
General Oleksandr Sirsky says Moscow has ramped up its assaults since President Putin extended his nearly quarter-century rule in a preordained election. According to Sirsky, Russian forces are actively attacking Ukrainian positions in three areas of the eastern Donetsk region. It comes as the war in Ukraine enters its third year and a vital U.S. aid package is stuck in Congress. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Hundreds of demonstrators took part in a protest against the presence of foreign forces in Niger, including the armed forces of the United States, which has a military base in the north of the country. The demonstrators gathered in the center of the capital city of Niamey at the call of civil society organizations close to Niger's ruling military junta, whose members took part in the demonstration. The demo comes as the West African nation pulls away from close cooperation with the United States in counterterrorism efforts, turning instead to Russia for security. It may be seen as a further step in urging Washington to withdraw from Niger, where Russian troops arrived last week to provide security for Niger's ruling junta. Gender-based violence is increasing in the Central African Republic amid ongoing conflict, a weak legal system, and the stigma of speaking up, locals and aid groups say. Since 2020, incidents have jumped from about 9,200 reported cases to 25,500, according to cases tracked by the United Nations and partners. But international funding for the country has dropped, with gender-based violence receiving little support. Less than 15% of about $14 million U.S. dollars requested in humanitarian assistance has been received, according to the UN, donor fatigue and the impact of multiple global crises blamed for the lack in funding. The alleged perpetrators of gender-based violence include everyone from bandits to UN peacekeepers and members of the Wagner mercenary group. The UN has long wrestled with allegations of sexual assaults by peacekeepers in the African nation and elsewhere. 3 years ago, the Secretary General ordered the immediate repatriation of an entire Gabonese peacekeeping contingent following credible reports of sexual abuse. For more coverage 24/7, visit our website at voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Nabil Biadro.